Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, July 31st, 2023. We've had some major developments happen here in the United States and around the world that I'll be listing right now. In the first 2 hours of the broadcast, we have an exclusive interview that we're about to premiere with Steve Bannon and one of his top researchers that is publishing what is guaranteed, I believe, to be a best-selling book on transhumanism. We're about to cover the waterfront on transhumanism, AI, and how it is the religion and the blueprint of the globalist here today. But that's coming up in the first 2 hours. Then, in the third hour, we're going to get to all the other news. Russia openly saying they may use nukes on Ukraine after drone strikes on Moscow. We have Biden officially, as of tomorrow, planning to criminally charge and also civilly go after anyone manufacturing or selling incandescent light bulbs that put off that great warm light that's good for your mind. That's very similar to firelight or candlelight. They want you to be under the fluorescent microwaving lights that also can be used to communicate with smart devices in your house. I first saw that 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. We're going to be getting to so much here today. But one of the first big things I wanted to hit was Fauci. Senator Paul has done the right thing and called for criminal charges against the criminal mastermind, Anthony Fauci, for lying about gain of function and lying to Congress and several other issues. He's given a referral, those criminal charges to the Justice Department as of today. And even though the Justice Department is a captured institution and controlled by the globalists, this publicly convicts Fauci. This is exactly what we need to continue to expose these monsters, where they're only going to prepare a new virus and a new rollout and a new attack. The White House took their former COVID head that Biden put in charge 2.5 years ago and have made him the head of the UN office that is creating the global UN treaty that supersedes, if we don't block it, our national health care laws, and literally states that it controls health care policy and our bodies. So it is a very central issue to continue to expose Bill Gates, Fauci, the CDC, the NIH, the UN, and the whole globalist program, because they're openly saying that new viruses are about to come, new lockdowns are about to come, and Biden has created a permanent pandemic office so they can shut America down and basically put us in these emergency camps whenever they want. They're now admitting, by the way, as they are around the world, it's a UN-run program, it's global, that anyone that doesn't go along with the next lockdown or forced injections will be put in camps because you're involved in disinformation. It's not just the CIA and FBI censoring through big tech and surveilling people and all the illegal things that have now come out, including censoring, as Facebook just admitted last week with the new documents that Congress released, that they were told to censor truthful information and keep valuable information from the public. Like, if you had COVID, you immediately needed to go to the doctor and get a bunch of therapeutics and inhalable steroids and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and that they blocked those early things, which increased the death toll consciously, whether you were in Australia, Germany, the UK, the US, Canada, Iceland, it didn't matter. It's all a unified global program of evil. Here's some of the other big stories we're going to be covering today as well. China over the weekend was caught running a giant, clearly bioweapons lab, splicing all sorts of level 4 illegal viruses with other viruses and implanting them in lab animals. China has also been caught funding tens of millions of dollars, in some cases per state, directly at public schools to brainwash school children into the whole woke culture, which is again designed to bring America down. It's well known that 40% of transgenders all over the world, again, same numbers, commit suicide after their surgeries, whether it's male or female, to the other, quote, sex. Well, now Canada's preparing to start euthanizing the transgender surgery victims, including young children, after they get depressed, and authorizing that they be euthanized after the brutal Hellraiser surgeries. This is all coming up today. This interview coming up with Steve Bannon and others is incredibly powerful. Please stay with us. with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please stay with us, Paul Revere's. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please magnify the transmission. We can and will stop these enemies. Stay with us. It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses, back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back, InfoWarsStore.com, silver bullet, colloidal silver. The InfoWars Live silver bullet, colloidal silver, has returned. Silver bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Banned network in the world.
And it's Monday, July 31st, 2023. We are kicking today's broadcast off with all the huge breaking news with Steve Bannon and his editor in the most important desk, I think, in his whole operation. That's transhumanism, Joe Allen. Now, Steve's only got a couple segments with us. Very busy guy. Probably works harder than I do when it comes to fighting the globalists at 4, 5, 6 shows a day. We've got him for 30 minutes or so. Then I'm going to continue on with Joe Allen and his bio and what he's done and what he's written in this new book coming out. People that have read it and seen it are blown away. There's only a few people, really, that are ahead of the curve on exposing transhumanism. And that's people like Joe Allen and Steve Bannon. And, of course, we've been focused on it as well, discovering that it's really the religion of the globalists. Like, where's the New World Order want to take us? Where does Klaus Schwab want to get us with all the collectivism? You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. The future's not human. Well, it's that. The future's not human. So to tell us about the new book and more, we'll put the book on screen, is Steve Bannon. So, Steve, you're one of the leading experts on this, and for folks that don't watch The War Room, people hiding under a rock, then introduce us to Joe Allen.
Well, you know, Alex, you kind of inspired this. Back in 2004, I tried to make a film on transhumanism with, after 2004, 2005, I tried to make a film when I was doing documentary films with Steve McAvity and the team that had just finished making Passion of the Christ, and I could never get it financed. But so I always had an interest in it, but quite frankly, you and InfoWars inspired me that we had to do a much better job on War Room after we started. We, you know, we were filing impeachment and different things. And I noticed, I read on the Federalist, I kept reading these really great stories about transhumanism. And I contacted the writer, Joe Allen, and he was able to get Joe over as a as an editor for us and putting up all his content. So, you know, I think that your show has been the leader, and what I've loved is that you've been mocked and ridiculed for over a decade, you know, maybe 2 decades for following this. And as we see right now coming out in the, what's coming out in the labs, coming out in this arms race of artificial intelligence, coming out with every day, we're hearing more about CRISPR, you know, you were right. And they are wrong. And that's why I think it needs a, we've got to take this up next level, and I think we have to incorporate this into the MAGA movement, into the populist nationalist movement. This is probably, as you know, the biggest single fight we've got, because they're trying to go to Homo sapien 2.0, Homo sapien, you know, enhanced. Their great replacement theory is not about blacks or whites or Asians or, you know, any religious group or ethnicity. It's Homo sapiens, human beings. And so I'm really excited about the book. I think it's going to be a tour de force. I think the timing coming out really with your two books over the last 6 months, The Great Reset first, and then the in your new Great Awakening, which is going to be another tour de force, is going to really be able to launch us into the fall when people start coming back from vacation and we have this run up to the 2024 election about the really the underpinnings of what this fight's about. So I think combination of Great Awakening and Dark Eon will arm our movement with as deep a thinking as you can get if you went to Oxford or if you went to Harvard or if you were able to attend the World Economic Forum and get all the briefings they get. These two books, I think a combination would arm every American and, quite frankly, all the international people who watch our show with the intellectual infrastructure to think this through and to actually weaponize yourself to stand up for mankind.
And that's what Joe Allen's done. I'm not going to go over his whole bio until you left us, because I know you've got to go soon. But he holds a master's degree from Boston University, where he studied cognitive science and human evolution as they pertain to religion. But let's just put the book back on screen.
But hang on. I'm going to talk about that. This is the power of it, Alex, is that if you remember, Eric, I think one of the great analysts of American politics and culture was, I think, Eric Hopper, who was a stevedore, who was a longshoreman, I think in San Francisco, one of the great intellects. And he basically did it by reading and thinking. And, you know, he didn't have 10 PhDs or advanced degrees. The power of Joe Allen is not simply the master's degree he got at Boston University in theology, which is the same place Dr. Martin Luther King went. But he's essentially when I met him, he was writing. He was a rigger for a rock concert. He's a rigger. I mean, the most dangerous job.
Yeah.
Anybody knows thing. He's a true roadie. Which is up in the rafters, you know, with a belt on. And he's a working class blue collar guy like Eric Hopper, who's actually done this by reading and thinking and not having to have 10 degrees slapped to his name, a PhD from Cambridge or Oxford.
Well, sure, he's got the common man street smarts and then the degree on top of it. And I've read a lot of your articles. I've seen you on the show a lot. And you're just piercing points. In fact, many times I've said to my producers, and now we're finally doing it, I'm like, I want that guy on. I want that person on. And We talk about this. I mean, there's so many important desks. There's so many areas that can be covered, the political desk, the environment desk, the military desk. But really, transhumanism is the whole globalist operation. Everything is a means towards that end. This is really their cult, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I got to say, Alex, I really appreciate everything you've done. You've blazed a trail that I'm simply following along behind, right? I mean, what, 15 years ago when I was doing cuts for the War Room to bring you on that first time, I'm looking back. What is the oldest clip I can find of Alex Jones calling out technocracy and transhumanism? The earliest I could find on the internet was in the late 90s, right? When you're calling out the biometric sensors, I believe, at an airport, something like that. And then not long after that, you are criticizing Ray Kurzweil. You're really the only person at that point who wasn't blowing smoke up his ass, right? Forever, all you ever heard about Ray Kurzweil, bold futurist, this is where technology will take us. This will be our salvation. And you're coming in like, no, there is a serious dark side to this. This is a totalizing movement. And I think that, anyway, much appreciation to you.
Well, I appreciate the appreciation. I want people to know now it's all out in the open. So what you and Steve are doing, I learned from when I watch a show almost every day, and you're covering this. But I want listeners to know this isn't like some weird science thing in some basement at MIT. This is everything, the social credit score, the global government, the transgenderism. I mean, I said 20 years ago that the transgenderism movement is basically an intelligence agency op, because I read their own documents that are public, to begin the whole transhumanist movement. Because if you could say a man can be a woman, well, then a man can be a cyborg. And so, sure, I covered it in the past, but you guys are really more up to date in many ways in the future. So while we have Steve here, and we're going to spend almost an hour if you've got time to walk through the book, and I can't wait to read it. You said something on your show when I was on with you last week, The War Room, that if people are into Oppenheimer and into the bomb and all this, which is very interesting, and I went and saw it, kind of communist apologist, but still it's overall a decent movie. I go see it again. But this, what we're witnessing is the Manhattan Project to the 10th power, and you've said some incredible things, and that really ties into transhumanism, that this is the elite, the technological elite that Eisenhower warned of, getting full control of the decisions governing the evolution of technology and humanity.
100%. And I want to go back to something Joe Allen said and tie it together. Remember, today it's Monday, the July 31st. You know, over the weekend, the last couple of days, I know you and Joe are getting detailed. We've had WorldCoin, which is what? A biometric. You know, you were warning people about this in 1999. We got the clip. In fact, when I was doing the film is called The Singularity off of Kurzweil's book, I didn't know who you were, but one of the clips I had seen was you talking about Kurzweil and talking about the dark underbelly of Kurzweil when people thought, hey, this is going to lead us to a promised land. And that brings us up today. When people see the Oppenheimer film, and I recommend people do see it, and Alex, once again, you nailed it because it is more apologetic for the communists and particularly the people that stole the secrets of the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb. But today, we're in a race. Don't think Oppenheimer's just about history. This is all about right now. This is all about today, because this race for AI, we're in an arms race. So the horse is out of the barn. We're going to have a very difficult time controlling this, not just because of the capitalists, right, which is bad enough, and what's happening on Wall Street and in Silicon Valley, but we're now in an absolute arms race with the Chinese and others, and our administrative state, deep state, is bound and determined to win that. So I think that is an issue before everybody, and it's going to be this will be one of the biggest issues of the 2024 presidential campaign. And they're going to say, oh, it's about deep fakes and misinformation.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the center, and some of the best and most sane minds I know, whereas Yuval Noah Harari, of course, he's associated with the World Economic Forum, at TED, all these sorts of techno-fetishist organizations, but he is merely talking. It's not like Yuval Noah Harari is cooking nanobots in his basement, right? He is simply a historian who is held up as a sort of elite mouthpiece.
He's here like in Star Trek when the Borg arrive, they go, "You will assimilate. This is futile." That's really what he says. He says, "You won't stop us. The future's not human." These are quotes.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to read your book because I've seen you on the show. You really have got cutting-edge info. I learn a lot. Let's talk about the cover of the book and what the name means. I mean, I certainly get the subtitle about transhumanism, the war on humanity. That is nailing it. What does the main title mean?
So, Dark Eon, this is something we actually fought a bit about, and Steve was insistent, not Steve and I, but others on the team, Steve insisted, and I think rightfully so, I'm very glad. Dark Eon. So, Eon has two different meanings. Of course, the spelling, right, with the Latinized rendition.
Thousand year, but also kind of Elon.
Actually, I didn't put that together, but I guess it does. It rhymes, right?
Yeah.
Elon may not be the Antichrist, but it rhymes somehow. Eon, though, of course, is a period of time, a long stretch, an epic. But Eon is also the name of these Gnostic entities, right? You could say a god or a goddess, although that wouldn't be exact. And Gnosticism, there are strains of Gnosticism that run deep in the transhumanist movement.
Absolutely.
In their thinking. The argument I make, though, and I'm certainly not the first to point that out, and I'm actually...
No, you're right. They believe they're building a new god.
Absolutely. But the difference between the transhumanists and the Gnostics, and I think this is a really, really important point, is at the center of the book. The difference is that whereas Gnostics see spiritual reality as the highest and the material as evil, the transhumanist movement, by and large, with very, very few exceptions...
They inverse it.
They reverse that so that they are now creating a spiritual realm. They are spiritualizing matter through a more complex matter, digital technology.
Wow, and that's why I'm saying you're so cutting edge. Wow, you're giving me credit. Let's just stop doing that. I tune into The War Room, and I'll just say this for other shows. The War Room that Steve Bannon's put together with all the guests, it's like there's nothing like it. I guarantee you, if they put the War Room lineup on Fox News, it would have 20 million viewers an hour instead of 4 million or 2 million. And I'm not just, and of course, they put my show on, that would be the same thing, but more because it's, you know, it's wild and crazy. But I mean, that just shows how hungry people are for the truth and that you guys have really cracked the code on what these guys are doing and just how wild this is. And that's why they want to get rid of all the other religions, get rid of Christianity, because it has to make way for what Elon Musk said, beware of those that worship AI gods. But I agree with Steve. I don't trust Elon Musk as far as I could throw him. He knows liberty's popular. He knows things are tipping towards the new renaissance, the Great Awakening. So he wants to be the lesser of two evils. He wants, like the WeChat type system, a one system to control us all. They need an internet ID. They need to be able to train their AI with, you know, hundreds of millions or billions of people. They need to be able to then have the digital cashless tokens, and he's getting everything in one spot and admits that. So, Steve Bannon, you're a leading researcher on Elon Musk. I really respect your view on him. Who do you think he really works for? What do you think he's really up to?
He's as close to the Antichrist you can possibly have. He is everything about him is complete. Look, he is a great engineer. Okay, he may be the Tesla or the Edison, however you want to describe it, of this generation on the engineering side. Although you can tell he doesn't know all engineering. That's why Twitter is still a mess. I mean, you know, Getter and all these other smaller apps are much better technologically than Twitter by orders of magnitude. He hasn't been able to solve that. He's done the thing for, what, over a year? So, but he is a great engineer. But he's totally controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. They finance it all. And you can tell that the way he suppresses anti-CCP voices. He they suppress voices all the time.
Is that why I'm still banned? People ask why. He said, I deserve to be thrown into the ocean with a millstone around my neck. He actually said that.
I remember that.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to write myself into this.
No. You're a perfect example. Your show, I think, is the most important show in America, and it has been the most important show in America. And let's leave all the other issues aside. You know, they're trying to put you in bankruptcy and liquidate your company and basically drive you from the United States. But your show, if you look at the quality of your show every day, look, WorldCoin this weekend is doing exactly what Alex Jones warned everybody was going to happen in 1998, 1999, 24, 25 years ago. I think virtually most of your major lines of thought, your lines of work, have either come true or is now being revealed that there's something there. And the question has got to be, if Elon Musk is for free speech, why is Alex Jones' show not on there? Why is Miles Guo not on there? Why is War Room? Remember, War Room's banned. War Room's banned from Twitter. They banned her account. I've never pushed into Beyond because I don't want to help make money for the Chinese Communist Party. I do want to say something about these two books, though, and the importance of them. And this is why you don't need Elon Musk. You've got The Great Awakening that's coming out either later in August or early September. You got Dark Eon coming out later in August, early September. In the next 30 days, you can pre-order both these books. I'm honored to have written the introduction for both of them. Wow. And here's the connective tissue, is that when in the French Revolution and the Bolsheviks and the in Mao Zedong, the one thing that they feared the most, that the only thing that could stop a communist revolution was what was called the kulaks. And the kulaks were essentially the people in the village, the peasants, right? The peasants that were really the most organized, the most squared away, had really made something of themselves, and the village looked up to them. And whether this is in Ukraine in the 1930s or in the countryside, in the Vendome, during the French Revolution, or Mao Zedong going out in the Cultural Revolution, the number one thing that communists have to do to win, to break a society, is to destroy the kulaks, to destroy the most squared away peasants. And that's what the audience of Alex Jones' InfoWars War Room is. We play towards a working class, middle class audience who wants to be informed. These two books will help you go to the next level. And as I keep saying, we're not there to make sure you're the most interesting person at the backyard barbecue or sitting in the stands at the Little League game. We're there to make sure that you're the most informed person. So that those times when you're in a boardroom or you're at the parent-teachers conference or these school boards are trying to take over, that people start to look to you as an informed individual that has a deep understanding of what's happening on world trends, on both science, religion, culture, civilization, geopolitics, economics, all of it. And that's what these two books are really the books for the kulaks, right? And remember, that's why they try to shut down InfoWars. That's why they try to drive Alex Jones into bankruptcy. That's why they come after the War Room and we're deplatformed everywhere. And that's why they're trying to put me in prison along with Trump for dozens of years. It's all the same thing. But we can't fail if the people that we try to give access to this information gets the information and then incorporates the information. And that's why I'm really proud. I think to kick off really this massive cycle of 2024 a year in advance, you're going to have two books that really talk about the two most fundamentally important things. You know, we have election fraud and invasion of the southern border and the Ukraine war, all of that. You know, the coming Durban conference on the dollar. There's all these things we talk about. But underpinning that is the juxtaposition of the potential of a dark eon coupled with a great awakening of the Judeo-Christian West led by the patriots in the American Republic. And that is the great war before us.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're really getting it's a globalist religion of AI. It's a technocracy. It's a post-human world. It's people that have anointed themselves God over us and decided they, quote, control the quote, direction of human evolution. Whether you believe in evolution or not, they do, and they're saying they've taken control of it with directed evolution. And Steve's going to leave us in a few minutes. You're going to have the floor, Joe, because you're very knowledgeable while watching the War Room, to lay out this incredible book. Your book has been printed. One is in the mail. I'm told FedEx is going to pull up any minute. I can't wait. I'm going to read it. Mine is about to be printed. We're finishing it literally like today or so, and then a few minor, you know, maybe the editor will check it because we wrote too much, and then it's going to be in print. But it's important for people to pre-order these. Yours is about to come out just in a few weeks. Mine comes out in a few weeks as well. We're literally hot off the presses to drive it to number one on Amazon. Then it drives it to number one on all the other platforms. And then it culturally punches through. And then we do interviews all over the media. And this is basically ambassador information to the world about what's really happening. And this is the central issue. This is what the globalists actually are doing. It's their blueprint. And if people don't know this, then they have no hope. If you know it, it's quite easy to beat the enemy. I mean, as the Bible says, the people perish for lack of knowledge. And so this is so important that everybody get the new book, Dark Eon, by Joe Allen from Skyhorse Publishing and Amazon.com right now. And it's super important that you get The Great Awakening and the fact that we are going to defeat the globalist and that we're going to launch a new renaissance. Both books have really a lot of great information in them, because I've been told by folks that have read your book, it's incredible, and my book has a lot of great info, I got to say. It's got a great intro from Steve Bannon. But this is a political weapon. We have the truth, they have lies, and I'm telling you, this is critical information. I want to ask all the listeners to not procrastinate, to go buy two or three copies of the books. Give one to the library, give one to your local sheriff, read one, give it to your friends. This is something you want to keep on the shelf. We're in an information war. We're not financed by George Soros or the globalists. We are financed by little people, just like Donald Trump has record level small $20, $30, $40 donations. And so while we've got him, the technocracy, the deep state, is coming after Trump. More indictments last week with the stupid document garbage, while Sam Bankman-Fried walks free on stealing tens of billions of dollars and admitting they basically did it. And then we've got now the Justice Department, because the judge is doing the right thing on Hunter Biden, at least a little bit, says, well, we may just give him immunity and some other criminal cases we're investigating. So kind of a pardon light going on here from a man that was actually pardoned by the president for a crime he obviously did not commit. I mean, this is such a historic coming together of all the points. So, Steve, in the few minutes you have left, can you speak to what's happening to our amazing President Trump, what we can do to support him, and then just basically describe for us how you would lay out historically, looking back from 500 years from now, on what this period of time we're living through is.
This period of time is a fourth turning. I mean, the American Republic hangs in the balance. This is a deeper crisis than we had at the Revolution. This is a deeper crisis we had in the Civil War. Think about it. Those two crises, which were enormous and actually drove us to, one, a revolution, and the second, a civil war and a revolution in the first, and the second one, a civil war in the second, that took, essentially 100 years of American history. This is even far deeper. The crisis here is far deeper. The crisis here is about the direction of humankind in the future, and that's why America has always been at the forefront of freedom and liberty. Now is what this fight's going to be about, not simply to save our own republic, but to save all mankind, and that's what you're signing up for. Remember, Donald Trump is a very imperfect instrument, but he's an instrument of divine providence. Of that, I have no doubt, because I've been there, with him kind of basically from the beginning. And as you know, Alex, it's been a very rocky road. But this guy is an instrument of divine providence. And now in our righteous indignation, people of deep faith and a deep spiritual belief have to band together, because it's all before us. And if we fail, history will look at as not Trump's failure, it'll be our failure. And that's why we have to come together. I understand it's tough. People want to go do other things. People want to have, more hobbies, more vacation time. And obviously everybody needs some of that. But now is the time. We're in a fight in the next. And this is not going to just go away with winning a primary. It's not going to go away with winning a general election. It's not going to go away with even taking power in January 25. That's when the fight really starts, because the administrative state, the deep state, and these other organizations they are inextricably linked with aren't just going to sit there and pat us on the head and say, isn't this great? The Alex Jones, Steve Bannon philosophy is kind of won out here. The American people buy it, and Trump and his team are back in there. Let's throw them the keys and let it happen. Every day in the second Trump term will be Stalingrad against the deep state. And this battle is going to take 10 or 20 years. It's taken us, 60, 70 years, 100 years to get in this mess, and so we're not going to solve it in a weekend in the second Trump term. We got to gird ourselves for a long, tough fight. But think about it. If God in his wisdom has put you in this place and time on Earth's history, in the American Republic's history, what are you going to be weighed and measured about? And I think people that come to this show, come to the war room, read these books, has access to information, understand that they are among an elect that has basically been deemed to lead this country, and leading this country through this crisis, lead mankind to what I call the sunlit uplands.
Wow. I mean, I've got to just gush at that because I literally pray in the mornings on us for the broadcast that I can describe for people how historic this is. I'm getting chills right now. The most historic game changer for our whole species, everything our ancestors went through, the wars, the starvation, but the passion, the love, the creativity, the art, the little boats all over huge, dangerous oceans. And our ancestors were awesome, and they were bad too. They were sinners. They were amazing people. They were imperfect vessels. But man, I'm a fan of humanity. I mean, if there was some species like us on Earth, I'd be, you know, I'm not like a fan of meerkats or a fan of tigers. They're amazing, or a fan of killer whales. We're way cooler than that. We're made by God. God made it all, but we're in God's image. And I'm just a fan of humanity. And they got that movie Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino. It's a great movie, but it's got that one line that's such a lie. The devil goes, I'm a fan of man. I'm here to help humanity. No, the devil's here to steal, kill, and destroy. God made us in God's image. Look what we can build with our imagination. We're pretty amazing. And they want to tell us, oh, you're all animals. Humans are bad. You're hurting the earth. But Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab, we're going to put chips in you and turn you into our robots and just roll over and take it. Well, guess what, Borg? We're not rolling over. We know who you are. And our God that made us is going to defeat us by working through us. And this is our greatest challenge. But this is just such an incredible crossroads. I want you to respond to what he said after he goes. He's got to go with us for as long as you need to today here in studio. It's amazing to have Joe Allen with us. But it is critical to the viewers to understand that all these other talk shows, who I love to death, I'm not in competition with them. I'm there to inspire them. I'm there to try to give them any research I've got to, and I'm there to get their research to beat the globalists. This isn't get ratings or be entertaining or, like Steve said 30 minutes ago, be at the Little League game and impress people by how much you know. This is life and death. So it is a war. All their big tech, the CIA, the FBI on record, suppressing hundreds of millions of posts from everything from the Afghan withdrawal to open borders to human smuggling to treatments for COVID to how dangerous the shots were to the COVID origin. I'm ranting here, but the entire New World Order battled to suppress us and keep us in lockdown, and they failed. So I'm telling you, we're actually winning. Folks, you understand, it's you that has the power. It's not Steve Bannon or Alex Jones. It's all of us together. And so when you get excited about thewarroom.org or Infowars.com, when you share the links, when you go to your church and say, I want to Wednesday night invite folks here and put some pies and cakes out and show 100 people clips of our shows or documentaries, this is a war. Every person you reach is so incredibly valuable. We're starting to turn the tide, but you've just got to know it cannot be more historical. So closing comments on that, Steve Bannon, how people find your amazing show that's just a mothership of resistance. And then I'm going to kind of repeat the question after you leave here with Joe Allen.
Yeah, go to warroom.org. We're on Getter. We're on Truth. We're on all the platforms except for Twitter and YouTube. We're not on YouTube. Or I think we still got an Instagram account, but just Google it. You can go anywhere. And just follow us. And then, like Alex said, the best thing you do for us is watch the content, incorporate it into your life, and also share it. It'd be a force multiplier. What we need is operating leverage, and the operating leverage comes from the...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is like going to the Aspen security conference that's held in Aspen every summer. These books, if you read them together, they're like going to the best Goldman Sachs conferences they put on for finance or capitalism. It's like going to Bilderberg. These are the types of information that people that control the apparatus get. And our whole purpose here is to make sure that a broad swath of American working class and middle class people have access to this, and then hopefully the rest of the world would start with the American working class and the middle class with these two books. And these will be game changers. This will inform people and empower them. And that's what these shows are about, is empowerment.
Absolutely. And it's not bragging, it's fact in closing. And I appreciate all of us, Steve Bannon's time. We'll go to break and come back and spend an hour with you. You've got the time, Joe Allen. And I appreciate you sitting there listening to me and Steve, you know, banter.
Village elders.
But this is such a big deal right now. And our enemies are so upset we're talking. And I just want listeners and viewers to know that this isn't hype. And really, the best broadcast out there, and I'm not limiting anybody else, but it really is Tucker Carlson, The War Room, and, of course, our other shows are great, too, and our War Room is great with Owen. But the point is, the very best, most in-depth broadcast, we get the most knowledge, is Tucker Carlson, The War Room with Steve Bannon, and this broadcast. And because I see our research, our talking points that I know originate out of our three shows, and we all share information as well, being picked up everywhere. And that's a blessing from God. But like you said, the kulaks are the horsepower, the eyes, the brains, the guts, the head, the tail. When the middle class people, the globalist hate, and the hardworking farmers and auto mechanics and the folks, you know, the roadies, when they decide to take action, nothing on earth can stop them. So warroom.org. Incredible job, Steve Bannon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this. And Joe Allen, thank you for writing the book. And Alex, thank you for writing it. It's going to be a
hell of an August.
Thank Absolutely.
God.
Thank you so much. And folks, I watch the War Room, I mean, at least an hour of the day. And then I realize there's, what, 5-6 hours of it? I think Steve does more than me. How much is there now in the world?
It's 4 hours a day, but then Steve's always doing some interview or another somewhere else. So, yeah, it's a crazy schedule.
Well, and again, I'm not just gushing to gush here. Other talk shows, I love him. I'm proud to know Joe Rogan, longtime friends, proud to know all these other folks. And he's come a long way. But really, I don't care about seeing some professional athlete or seeing some big movie star. It doesn't get to me. But people that are actually battling for our future and for our species and everything we've been through, there's that camaraderie, that brotherhood that's just so strong. It just makes me love you guys.
You know, something that Steve mentioned actually a number of times, and you as well, the working class element of this media sphere, that's one reason I feel at home. But also, that is really the backbone of the country and the culture. But that doesn't, you can't take it for granted. But clearly, whatever the capabilities are of any autonomous system, that's unknown. If you take everything that different futurists are putting forward as fact, as gospel, for one thing, you live in about 100 different conflicting futures. But for another, it's completely demoralizing when you look at those who do believe that the working class will be the first to go. And
they're telling you you're obsolete.
Absolutely. And now they've kind of shifted it over to the white collar, right? So ChatGPT or its later iterations are going to replace first accountants, journalists, script writers, but then doctors, lawyers.
And then that means they can program it. So let's start here. Let's go through for listeners, because you're an expert on this, the book's coming out, and you're doing an amazing job in the War Room as their desk editor on transhumanism. Define what AI is, the different branches, and let's just go through what's in the book and all the key points you want to make.
Well, AI, I think, sits at the pinnacle of everything we call transhumanism. Because, you know, initially, and you know this history very well, initially you had Julian Huxley coining the term, but he's riding on the back of generations of eugenicists. So transhumanism begins with the body, with eugenics, with this desire to perfect the human germline, and also, importantly, to perfect human culture, to streamline human culture, to make it the most excellent possible form.
And the key is there's self...
That,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Biology.
I want to shut up. You're absolutely right. The key, they're appointing themselves God. They will decide. So you can say, oh, make us better. We saw what Hitler did. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, what did Huxley say in his famous essay, Transhumanism? He said that we are basically to become directors of the greatest business of all, evolution. This is 1956. But this is also, it's already old news by that point. As things move along, though, you see more and more of the technology itself become the center of focus. So it begins with these, you had, long before Huxley, you had Carol Capek, who wrote the play Rossum's Universal Robots. That was in 29, I believe, and the entire idea is that the human working class is replaced by automata, right? And so this idea is very, very old, and as it shifts towards the machine, it begins first with the human body, being replaced or at least augmented by the machine, and then the human mind. Alan Turing believed that we would create superhuman intelligence in the 50s. Claude Shannon believed the same. And these are the forefathers of computing. These are the men who pioneered everything, basically this entire infrastructure around us. Their idea was that these computers would become superhuman. That's the God you're talking about, right? And if it's just slightly superhuman, if it's just slightly superior to the most superior human, it's like a Greek god or a lesser
demigod.
But if you have a computer like Ray Kurzweil dreams of, whether it's a swarm or individual, you have basically something like the Judeo-Christian god, something like omnipotence, something like omniscience.
And that's what Harari says. I don't believe the God Jesus up in the clouds. I believe in Microsoft and Apple up in the clouds.
That's right. That's right. And And he's an atheist, and that's, I think he's a really good example.
Kurzweil said,
mentality that in the atheism is the vacuum that made way for scientism and transhumanism. Science and technology under the guidance of religion is a very, very different thing than science and religion in the absence of any supernatural power.
First they say there is no God, next they say they are God. So it's like Animal Farm. And but instead of like, oh, four legs good, two legs bad. Well, later, well, four legs good, two legs okay. Now, at the end, four legs bad again, two legs good. The pigs are walking upright. And that's really it. They're telling you that we're God. And Kurzweil said, I don't believe in God yet. And again, almost nothing they say ever works. It's all overhyped. Really, what ChatGPT almost does is just plagiarize and steal what we already made and represent it to us. We go, that's beautiful and incredible, and it's something we did just collage together. So I mean, we don't have to adopt this. I'm going to put the cart before the horse, but I want to get later, I'm just going to write a note on that, into how we keep building pro-human systems and don't just capitulate and just believe this is the way in the future. Please keep going.
And I think that's really, really important, right? And as Steve mentioned, this is not something that is going to go away. And this is not a battle of a week or 2 weeks or a year or 2 years. This is probably not going to end in the sort of a massive catastrophic apocalypse that people would like to hope for. I mean, I think that really people who believe the apocalypse is around the corner just want relief from the bullshit. I think that's the primary motive. They just want it to be over. But I don't think we're going to get off that easy. This is going to be a long-term fight. And one of the most important elements is that you emphasize what it is to be human. They have held up a black mirror, so to speak, right? They've held up a black mirror. This is what you are in digital form. This is what a digital God would look like. It's up to, if you're an atheist, it's up to you to prove your humanity. And if you're not, if you do believe in God, I'm one, much like you, who believes that spiritual traditions of any persuasion, or most persuasions, are signs towards the divine. And so if you do believe the divine is higher than any man-made technology or man-discovered scientific fact or man-created theory out of those facts, then that must be the direction of your focus, and you must be willing to fight those who have significant power, and they do have significantly powerful technologies, but it does not mean that it's God, nor does it mean it will be God. And if you are an atheist, then you better do everything possible to destroy it before it becomes God, because you will either be its pet, its slave, or you'll be its lunch.
And that's perfectly said. They're sitting there saying, you don't have free will. You're just a machine we program. But we're divine. We're the supermen. And they're just self-appointing themselves and saying, we're going to be gods over you. And that's just not the case. Because AI could surveil everyone at once in the world, it can't understand beauty. It's not directing our free will. The perfection is the imperfection. And then I look at the globalists, but I mean, take the metaverse. 20 billion, 30 billion, the numbers vary. How much Zuckerberg lost in that. A landscape of hell makes everybody nauseous. It's not what we're designed to be and who we are. We never get sick of a sunset. We never get sick of swimming in the Caribbean. We never get sick of, you know, bouncing a baby on our knee. We never get sick of a plate of enchiladas and a cold beer. I mean, we're designed to do what we do. We never get sick of listening to Beethoven or Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, it just comes down to that, folks. We are what we were built to do. We're given free will, but everything this demonic, evil globalist system is pushing goes antithetically against what we were meant and designed to do.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What?